Governor Snyder's been a busy guy this week. He has been signing or not signing a lot of laws. The one that drew the most attention was the veto of a bill that would have allowed people to carry concealed weapons in schools, churches, and other places. Did the governor bow to public pressure, Jack?
Well, there was certainly public pressure, Rena, but the indications are not. In fact, Dick Postumus, who is his legislative liaison, used to be lieutenant governor, apparently told the sponsor of the bill before Connecticut that the governor would veto it unless it allowed schools to opt out, and the sponsor wasn't willing to do that. I'm not quite sure why, but if that's true, and we have no reason to believe it's not true, he would have vetoed it anyway.
Another long-battled measure that was approved was the removal of a tax on business and industrial equipment. What will this mean for Michigan's bottom line, Jack?
Well, the governor's very enthusiastic. He thinks that, as he's thought with all of his business reforms, it'll cause more business to either expand here or to come into the state. He thought that the old personal property tax was a disincentive. And in fact, it does seem to have been a disincentive for businesses to add what's called capital, add machinery, add new equipment, new buildings. The sticking point always has been that removing this tax is going to cost local communities, which have been really battered by the recession and battered by the state giving them less money. This plan replaces most of that revenue, in some cases all of that revenue, or at least that's what people are saying, although some local people aren't so sure. The mayor of Warren, Michigan, doesn't believe it. He thinks the city's going to be hurt, so it may take some time just to see.
Yeah. And finally, Detroit was the beneficiary of the governor's pen this week. What's the good news for the city?
Well, again, this doesn't address Detroit's current financial crisis, but the governor signed some legislation, notably this regional transportation plan, which will hopefully have this network of fast buses to coordinate people getting around the metropolitan area. It's been a big sticking point. The city and suburban bus systems haven't meshed up together. There's a measure to help Eastern Market and some other things that hopefully will help the city once it gets through its current crisis, whether that requires an emergency manager or bankruptcy or whatever, to do better competing in the future.
Well, thanks, Jack. Have a good weekend and happy holidays to you.
You too, Rena. Happy post-Hanukkah, pre-Kwanzaa, and Merry Christmas.